This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The American movie business is now officially all Marvel all the time. The latest Marvel Comics-based feature film, Guardians of the Galaxy, broke box office records this past weekend. $94-something million in ticket sales. That is a lot of backsides in a lot of theater seats, people. Seats which are, we should tell you, getting bigger. The Wall Street Journal reported the other day that AMC, the theater chain, is going to spend $600 million over the next 5 years to reseat, that is their word, not mine, about 1,800 of its 5,000 screens with basically bark loungers, 60 inches wide, fully reclining, comfy chairs. All of which is to say, come on, do you really need that to see the next comic book movie? We've got somebody here with us who has to sit in movie theater seats for a living. Wesley Morris is the film critic at Grantland. Hey, man.
Hi.
First of all, great to have you in the studio again.
Nice to be here. It's a wonderful studio.
Brand new. This is none of my business, but where do you do most of your movie watching? Do you get to go to like fancy schmancy screeners? Do you go to theater like the regular schmoes? Laptop?
Yes.
What do you do?
I do everything. I mean, most of the time I'm in a movie theater.
Yeah.
That's my preference.
Okay.
Generally, I'm in New York, and I wind up going to either the AMC Empire, which is in Times Square, and a fine place to watch a movie, not a fine place to go to watch a movie.
I'm sure it's got those regular seats still, right?
It's got
the new seats.
They're not the seats. They're not the 60. I don't believe they're 60 inches.
Let's talk about these seats then. They are like 60. They're basically Barca loungers.
Yes.
In a movie theater.
This is absurd. This particular seat is absurd.
You think?
Yes.
The jumbo ones.
Who needs to? I need to be as far from being able to sleep as I possibly can.
So let me tell you now. They up in my neck of the woods here in LA have the United Artists has put these ginormous seats in, and they're full recline with the footrest and the head pad and the plushy, you know, seat covers and all that stuff. And you lie back, and honestly, you want to fall asleep.
Yes. That is your only. And, I mean, this is part of this deluxerization of movie going.
There's a reason they're doing this. I mean, ticket sales are flat over 10 years.
Yes.
People aren't going to the movies. There's video on demand. There's all kinds of stuff. It's working, though, right? I mean, AMC says
AMC's
the numbers.
AMC's numbers are up.
Explain that.
I think the secret in this whole business story is a class story. I think that there's a way in which the assumption that people assume that once you reach a certain... Now, AMC hasn't raised the prices on these tickets yet, but they've put a premium on that kind of movie going.
Right.
And so, I mean, because I see it in Boston. I mean, you see it where the nicer theaters become this exclusive event.
Yeah.
And so you've got a whole class of moviegoers that are stuck downtown with the crappy bed bug seats.
You know what? That is just disheartening as all get out. Honestly.
I mean, it works. It's working for AMC.
And
you can never get AMC, obviously, to sort of say, clearly we've got an upper class customer.
Right.
But I think they would say that we are trying to appeal to an upper echelon of customers.
And it becomes this self-reinforcing mechanism.
Oh, absolutely. Where the people who go to those theaters definitely feel like they're getting a better movie-going experience, not necessarily at the expense of other moviegoers, but ultimately, yes, at the expense of other moviegoers.
Wesley Morris, he writes on film for Grantland. Thanks a bunch, man.
Nice to see you.